In September of 2022, former Kansas City, Kansas police detective Roger Golubsky was indicted by the FBI after the overturning of a wrongful conviction shed light on his alleged history of kidnapping and sexual assault. More than a year later, he still doesn't have a trial date, and the community wants answers. KCUR's Madeline Fox spoke to KCUR public safety reporter Peggy Lowe about the latest in his case.
Peggy, what has changed in the more than a year since Golubsky was first charged?
Unfortunately for a lot of people, not a lot has changed. Obviously, the court case kicked into gear. About once every month, we all travel to Topeka for this federal court hearing. And these are often very short because there's so much evidence in this case and so much discovery that they haven't really even been able to move forward. So, for instance, there is no trial date. They are still trying to basically take the civil case created by Lamont McIntyre's case and redact a bunch of that so that the Golubsky team can then see it. So that's been a pretty long process so far.
And Lamont McIntyre was the man who was exonerated after being in prison for quite a length of time.
Lamont McIntyre's case really kicked everything off. He was exonerated in 2017, and his case became like a blueprint for what Golubsky and others were doing in KCK to keep the Black community, A, incarcerated, and B, oftentimes his MO was sexually assaulting many of the Black women who were vulnerable.
And what do we know about where Golubsky is now?
So Golubsky has been out on house arrest since he was charged with these federal crimes. But in the beginning of this month, his lawyer filed in federal court and said he had to be out on house arrest so that he could be hospitalized. Since the beginning of this case, his lawyers have said he's very, very ill, that he had heart surgery in 2022, that he gets insulin shots many times a day for his diabetes, and that he's in renal failure. So we don't expect Roger Golubsky to be in court this week. He has filed a waiver with the court saying he doesn't necessarily have to be there and that his lawyer can represent him there.
How are the people who say they or their families were victimized by Golubsky? How are they feeling?
Very, very frustrated. So there's a lot of activity around the case, you know, for instance, these hearings or protests or prayer circles, but they feel like nothing ever happens. You know, they, along with many of the social justice activists who support them, have called for the U.S. Department of Justice to instigate what's called a pattern or practice investigation. And that means a full-scale look at the entire KCK police department, not just the Golubsky. They feel Golubsky's not just a bad apple. In fact, it was the entire department, and they would like the feds to come in and look at that.
And do the feds have a history of doing stuff like that?
They sure do. You know, we have acquired documents that show that the FBI was looking at the KCK Police Department as far back as the 80s. So we know that nothing ever came of that. But this is basically how the feds can sort of police the police locally. The DOJ announced one of these pattern or practice investigations just last week into the Trenton, New Jersey Police Department. And in June, the DOJ found that the Minneapolis Police Department had engaged in this P&P, these patterns and practices of conduct in violation of the Constitution, specifically excessive force and racial bias. So this is essentially how the feds look at local police departments.
So we know what the activists and the family members are calling for. We know a little bit about where Golubsky is, but we don't necessarily know what's coming next. What is your best guess?
I really think it's going to be a holding pattern into the next year because the judge suggested that there might be a trial date next spring, but that is conjecture at this point. So I think that the activists and the alleged victims will continue to be frustrated and the federal court case will just be a very long process.
That was KCUR reporter Peggy Lowe speaking to editor Madeline Fox.